All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, what you wouldn't give to have your team playing this weekend. It just, you know, it's funny. It doesn't even seem like it's a possibility. I can't imagine being a Lions fan. I feel for you guys because it's like I've enjoyed this weekend five times in my life, four of them as an adult. This weekend is like, it's the best. There's nothing like it. I've even gotten to go to one of the games and see my team win it to go to the Super Bowl. Like, it is, this weekend is the best. But I get why you're not into it. I get it. Maybe that's the problem for me. Maybe it's where I do a bad job as a radio host. I get hyped for this weekend because I've experienced this weekend. That's the problem. That as an NFL fan, I've had a taste of the forbidden fruit of seeing my team not only get there, but win it multiply. So maybe for you, it's just another weekend. Maybe it doesn't matter. And outside of gambling or maybe cracking a few cold ones with your boys, these games don't matter to you. That you don't have anything invested in them. Maybe that's what it is. So I get it. But don't be upset when I move on. I mean, Sully and I had a heated pre-show because I warned him. I go, brother, this ain't going to work. These people do not care because they haven't experienced this. And every year I tell myself, like, man, we are going to talk about these games. We are going to get into it. And then I slap myself and I go, you idiot. You've been here for 15 years. It doesn't work. You know, lock of the weekend, you're welcome to give me yours. Good luck. I think both these games are brutal. I don't deserve to pick the games after as bad as I was last weekend. But I love the idea we get two unbelievable football games on a Sunday, and we just enjoy it. And then, unfortunately, it's one of the years with the two-week break to the Super Bowl, which I hate. I hate having a dead week in between. Best part of the weekend, you can't predict the outcomes of these games. Agree. I finally realized why I'm not sick of the Pats. It's a different team every year. That's from Mike. Brady's the GOAT. Thank you for that. In other news, boobs are fun. The NFL wants Breeze Brady. That's what'll happen. Lock is the Saints. The Dome is a different animal. That's from Dan. Number of people saying Breeze and Brady. I'm surprised nobody wants Mahomes, huh? Give me Mahomes Breeze, man. That is just where it's at for me. I can't take the Patriots anymore. Can't do it. Well, we'll go to a couple people who actually give a damn, and then we'll move on. Steve, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, pal. What's on your mind?
I'm kind of Sully. Didn't say anything about the Patriots. He was all hell bent on Nick Foles. Now, Tom Brady, you're going to witness history if he goes to the Super Bowl and wins this thing. You're never going to see this ever again in your lifetime. So I'm kind of lost on why nobody's really geared there to watch the Patriots win this thing.
Because I've had enough of the Pats, just like I've had enough of Alabama and Clemson. I'm just kind of done.
Yeah, this is probably going to be it.
If good.
They win this thing, you're going to witness history that you'll be able to tell your grandkids. You know, they're going to ask about Tom Brady and Belichick. But I don't know. I just think that they're going to win it, and everybody's going to witness history. It's going to be a big honking party.
Not again. Oh,
yes,
Stevie.
Sir, buddy. Sorry.
Oh, Stevie, not again. Please. I'm just done with him. I mean, I've already told you, I don't hate Tom Brady. I hate that I'm still looking at him. I hate that I'm still watching his weird videos. You know, I hate that I just, it should be done. I want Breeze to get one more, or I want Mahomes to get his first. I'm just done. If it's Rams-Patriots, it's going to be an awful Super Bowl for me. I got less than zero interest in it. McVay is awesome, but I got a bad feeling if it's Rams, Pats, Patriots will steamroll him. I can't handle anymore. It would be Belichick and his blood oath with Satan taking really one of the more pedestrian Patriot teams he's ever had, if not the most, and winning it again. Oh, my God. Enough. And then Brady's going to try to play another 5 years. I don't want to see it. Let's go over to Billy, 97.1. Hi, Billy.
What's going on, Mike? How you doing, brother?
Talk to me, Billy.
Hey, man. Who's your co-host over there? What's his name again?
Well, Hatchett's not here today. It's Dave today.
Oh, Dave. So did Dave really just say that his lock is the Rams?
No, I said that was me.
That was Sully.
Yes.
Sully, unfortunately, occasionally
does
crack
rock. Are you kidding me, dude? Are you? I mean, I don't know if you're just joking with that when you said that.
It's a 3-point spread. No, I'm not kidding to say that. No. It's not like
so
it's
you got the Rams as a rookie quarterback out of these four teams going into New Orleans versus Drew Brees and winning that game as your lock.
He's not a rookie.
Wow. Okay, well, hey, man, I just wanted to let you guys know I love your guys' show. I'm going with the Saints, and I don't know if he had a rough night last night to pick the Rams, but I think you're absolutely way out of line by saying that.
As the lock of the week, I think he's out of line. Now, Billy.
As the lock of the week, right, Mike, right. Exactly. Are you
He could say, hey, I think they're going to win, spring the upset, give me some reasons, I'll listen. Billy, he's had a tough week of opinions. It hasn't been a good week for Sully. He's reeling.
Dude, he's been going on like this for the last 3 weeks.
It's unreal. 2019 hasn't been kind, Billy. I don't know.
I mean, is Roberto in the bathroom? Is that what made him – is he smelling something? Is that what made him pick that pick? Or?
No, Roberto's here. He's still got the meat sweats. He's doing all right. Go ahead, Roberto. There.
Just keeping hydrated. Lots of water.
Yeah, lots of water.
I mean, the Rams isn't some crazy pick. It's 3.5
points.
As
the lock of the week?
So if they lose 31-28, I still win. You know, I mean, they're going to keep it close.
You picked them to win the game as your lock, Mike.
It was 3.5. We're talking spreads. I mean,
no. It was who's the lock to win?
I would still pick the Rams.
That's why Billy got after.
I just don't think, you know, look, you can talk about the dome and everything, and let's also keep this in mind. If you include the preseason, this is the third time that the Rams will have traveled to New Orleans to play in that this year. It's not like they've never been there or never played there before. They know what to expect.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people next. 97.1.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.